neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Actually, the right term and grammar should have been as sharu, that means they sang. But here, as yashir is future tense. So why Tartan al-Dusha stated at the time that they sang in a future tense? So Gemara learns from here that we learn Techiyat Hametim min HaTorah, that when the dead will rise, this is the source. It says, As Yashir, they will sing. You follow? Is it good so far?
Yes.
Yes? So now, obviously we should ask, so how come we should learn Techiyat HaMetim from here? I mean, is it such a happy occasion, no? Why you need to learn Techiyat HaMetim here?
Because they felt like they were being born again.
They were
so happy, they felt like they were dead, now they're becoming alive again.
At the time that they were going through the ocean.
Yeah. But they became a Navi, they become a different person.
Understand, what's the connection between Techiyat HaMetim in future and Qiriyat Yam Suf, when the sea split? So now let me ask you this, how many people came out?
20
persons. Says Hamushim, so that means only 20 persons were saved, right?
Maybe the rest of them later on get Techiyat HaMetim and they sing.
Right, so that's the whole point. But the point here is, so the minority that came out, 80%, they were lost. Friends, family, people that they know. So now, you tell me, at this moment, are you able to sing? When you know that 80% is gone, actually they were involved with burying these people. That's why we had 6 days of darkness. So are you able to sing at this moment?
No.
It's a very sad moment, no?
Wasn't there quite an interval between Kriyas Yam Suf? How long was that? And leaving the tribe?
At the time of the darkness, they observed they were involved with burying 80% of the Jews. So that means only 5 million came out. So originally there were like more than 15 million people. So now that's the question is, but when they came out, so it just a minority that they were merited to come out. But the rest, they're gone. You know, all the families, friends, the people that they knew. So at this moment, so they sang. So how they were able to sing?
Because they knew they'd be reunited with their loved ones?
Exactly, yeah, that's the whole point. That means they had such a faith that later on, such a thing will happen. So that means at the moment, they were not going through the sorrow that they lost 80%. So that's the whole point, that they had such a emunah that even though that they lost the 80%, but they will get to see them later on. So that was the whole joy, that they were able to sing. Unless, how could you sing? 80% is gone. Are you able to sing?
Now there is a word in the Shirat Hayam that the Gemara reflect from this we're learning about Techiyat HaMetim. There is something in Shirat Hayam that said, oh, from this phrase or this pasuk.
Yeah, from the term that is used instead of sharu, that means they sang.
From this word, it's like in the future.
Instead of saying that they sang, it says as yashir. So now the message here is very powerful. There's people that they feel very down, depressed, happy. Why they're not happy? I mean, you don't know, but just guess. Why they're not happy?
They're not getting what they expect. They're not getting what they expect they should have.
Yeah, so exactly. So, or maybe they feel that whatever they had is lost, or maybe all the strength and time that they put in for whatever that they had is gone. Right? Could be many things. But you know, you put your lifetime, 10, 20, 30, 40 years of your life into it, now it's gone. So now, it's very very backbreaking, you know, all the time that I put in, all the effort that I put in, it's gone. So here, while we go through this every morning, it's part of our tefillah, and that's the whole beautiful message it is. They sang. How could you sing? You know what the feeling it is? All the family, all the friends that you know is gone. 80% is gone, but they sang. Why? Because it's going to be okay. And it's not easy to boost yourself up to say, no, even though, and the country that I think, you know, there's no way to build it up, but that's the whole point. That Yehudi should believe that anything is possible to go back to the original state. You know about Shunamit? You heard about her? No? Shunamit? Yeah, exactly. Shunamit was the mother of Habakkuk Hanavi, actually. You know the case? That Elisha Hanavi was at her house. He promised her that the next year you're going to have that's a quote, that you're going to hug a child. So in Hebrew term, Chibuk means to hug. So here they learn Habakkuk Hanavi actually was the son. So what happened later on in the Navi is one of the Haftarot. You know the story? That the boy was on the field and says, my head, and he dies. So now, what the mother do, the Shunami do? The Haftarah says that she goes to the husband and says, I need to go to visit the Navi, the prophet. So here the Gemara learns that we have a responsibility to go visit our Rav on Shabbatot and Yamim Tovim. So he thought that she actually is going to visit the Rav, that means the Navi, the prophet, because of the Rosh Hashanah. So he tells her, what are you going for? It's not Shabbat, it's not Rosh Chodesh, it's not Yom Tov. So now she says, no, I have to go. Does she tell her husband anything?
No.
Nothing. See what a good wife she was? Nothing. How can you see your, God forbid, never happens, that the child, the son is dead, and she doesn't say a word to her husband. So now she goes to the prophet, to the Elisha Hanavi, and Gehazi was there, and then she asks for the bracha. So now they speak about this matter, that she, first of all, when Elisha Hanavi promised her that she is going to have a child. So now the boy that was promised is dead. So now what do you think of the Navi now? How could it be the prophet is promising me to have a child? Now the boy is dead. And not only that, the Navi should have known the boy is going to die or not, but he didn't inform me. But she went and she informed the Navi about what the case is all about. And what's the end of the story? What happened to the child?
Why?
Because for a second she did not
doubt.
Chas v'shalom doubt the Navi. She has such a emunah. And you know what it is? You go out, you don't tell your husband nothing, and then the prophet, you know, all of these doubts that she has, you know, what's going on? But she went, and you see, Techiyat Hametim took place.
She was more powerful than the Navi.
Exactly. That's what it is. And that's what Gemara asks. Gemara asks, if they come and ask you, you have an interview with Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is telling you, Hashem is telling you, I give you a choice. Would you like to be a prophet or a chacham? Which one you like to be?
Everybody want to be a prophet.
Prophet, no? See, people come to you, they have a line. You give a shabbalah. No. Gemara says, chacham is better than a prophet. Why? Why a wise person is much better than a prophet? Prophet, you have a nebuah. You know what's going to happen next month. You know what the stock to buy.
That's
the one real stock to buy. Gemara says no. Why? Because you have to know what to do at this moment. You have to be chacham. To know what's going to happen tomorrow, leave it to Hashem. That's why chacham is much better than him. And see what a beautiful message it is. You have to highlight it. The Az Yashir, they sang, even though it was so impossible to sing. You lost your 80% of your people. How can you sing? Because he has such a emunah that they're going to see him again. He's going to be a Techiyat HaMetim. He has such a faith to Ribono Shel Olam.
How do they know that there is going to be?
The belief cannot be because of the promise that is going to come out. And that's how it is. And Techiyat HaMetim means sometimes you even worse than a dead person. You have no spirit. Even you smile, the lips has pain. Why? Because you so lost hope. Has a shalom. And that's what exactly the whole beautiful message it is. Hashem is like, you know, to be able to sing to Gonu Sholam.
Amen.
It's going to be Yeshua, the Sorot Tovot, the Zad Hashem. Amen. Rabbi Hananiah.
Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko. Koilani Shomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko. Koilani Shomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.